Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Chris White with Triumph Martial Arts and Captain Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department join us on today's program to talk about Kids Safety Day at Triumph this Saturday. Captain Hazy, I'll start with you. We've had a couple of conversations yet this summer about fundraisers for your canine unit and connecting with the community. We have an event coming up you're partnering with Triumph on. But first of all, give our listeners an update about how things have been going with the canine so far and some of the upcoming events.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. The canine community fundraising project has been going very well so far. We have kicked off with a handful of events. We were in the dunk tank on one of the Thursday nights in Pella. We partnered with Earthwise for their ice cream social, and we're really excited this weekend to be partnering with Triumph Martial Arts at their Kid Safety Day for kid safety and canine fundraiser.
Well, Chris, this is an event that you've held in years past but had to cancel last year due to COVID. You're bringing it back, obviously adding the canine element to it, but this is an overall Kid Safety Day, not just tied to the police department. A lot of things going on at your business.
Yes, there are. We love partnering with the Pella Police Department, and kid safety is just a passion of ours, so we're happy to be able to come back this year and offer another Kid Safety event. We have lots of activities going on. Primarily, we're offering kid safety sessions. So on every half hour between 9 a.m. and noon, we're going to be offering kid safety sessions free to the public. And we'll also have lots of activities and snacks for the kids and the families just to have some fun outside. So we're happy to have several partners in this. Obviously, the Pella Police Department, they're going to bring officers who can meet with the kids and explain a little bit about their role in the community and to make sure kids understand how to contact them, how to interact with them, and how to ask them for help when they need it. We'll also have some police vehicles that the kids can sit in and tour and look at. We'll have the Marion County Sheriff's Department is bringing Dallas, which is super exciting, their canine officer. So he'll be there. And I believe the chief is going to be there as well. So it's going to be really exciting. And then the Iowa National Guard is bringing their rock wall, which I think is super popular with the kids, just to have some fun and challenge their physical abilities as well. Hy-Vee is bringing snacks and drinks we'll have for the kids and the families, so it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, and Captain Hazy, obviously, in your role, you do a lot of community relations, and this is a big event, obviously, beyond the canine fundraiser. What does it mean to have that ability to interact with kids at the age that'll be coming to this event and to be able to show them that you're here to help and that you're going to be a part of their lives as they grow up through high school and if they stick around beyond?
We're very focused on the community policing aspect here in Pella. We're very excited when we have the opportunity to meet with people in settings that are not a bad setting. So often police end up at your house or in a car accident, if the family's been in a car accident, in tragic situations or in situations that are people are having bad days. So we really try and focus on being involved in community events and Thursdays in Pella, partnering with local businesses, partnering for this event with Triumph. We're very excited to be able to do that, meet with these kids and really show them that we're there to help them, show them that we're there to be their partner, and that they understand that the police department are great officers that are just willing to do anything for them should they ever need something. So we really just stress that so much to kids, and starting that out early, and then when they get into school through our school resource officer program, again, it's just another opportunity for those officers to meet with the kids and show them that we're just regular people and that we're there to help them.
Well, Chris, when we talk about the safety portion from your aspect, is there any role that martial arts is playing in that? Maybe give them a little teaser, or what are the things that you're going to be sharing with kids beyond what they're going to be interacting with the police department on for those sessions?
Sure. We'll be talking about basic safety skills, including awareness. We'll cover some prevention strategies for the kids. And yes, we'll do a little bit of physical activity as well, teaching them how they can physically defend themselves if needed. Keeping it very basic, this is geared for kids ages 6 to 13, although we are also asking kids as young as 4 can attend as well.
Well, and what is the role as someone who is a martial arts expert and who has been teaching so many kids in our community? What is a role that martial arts and that kind of practice and discipline, what can that have on a child's life, not only with safety, but obviously what you do every day with these kids? We see the demonstrations at Thursdays and Pella on the 4th of July and so on.
Sure. I would say the biggest benefit of martial arts training is self-confidence. So kids naturally always look to adults to help them, but they can also play a part in their own safety by being confident, by following directions. And we're going to talk about the importance of following your instructions from your parents, from other adults that are giving you advice to help keep you safe.
Well, and Captain Hazi, again, a big part of this is not only the safety aspect, but the canine fundraiser. This event coming up on Saturday, but obviously you have a few more chances coming up as well. And people can drop off a donation anytime at the department if they can't make the event on Saturday.
Again, we're very excited to partner with Triumph for this event. This is the community safety side, kids safety side is very important, and being able to hopefully raise a few funds for our canine program as well will be great. Later on, at the end of August, August 28th, we have a 5K that we're going to hold. It'll be starting out at Pella Christian High School and running the 5K route out in that area. As part of that event, you can bring your dog and have your dog run in the event, and if you don't have a dog, you can still run in the event and be a part of that event. So we're really excited for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be a fun day. We'll end on the track at Pella Christian is where we'll finish up, and we're just really excited to be able to have an additional event. We really encourage people to come out, be a part of it, and hopefully raise some funds for the canine program as well.
Well, and Chris, very quickly too, Triumph has also been partnering with the department throughout the summer and even prior to that. Recently, the Citizens Police Academy wrapped up, and then I had a chance to attend a session where they were doing some defense training, and they're doing that on a regular basis where they're trying to learn how to protect themselves out there. And what has that meant to you and your husband to be able to, you know, have that opportunity to work with these officers and to be able to show them some skills and even some of our adult citizens on how to protect themselves?
Matt and I have been in partnership with the Pella Police Department for over a decade, and it's an amazing opportunity for us to be able to give back to the community, to be able to work with these amazing officers, because they do an incredible job of keeping our community so safe. It's such a safe community. We want to make sure that that's clear, first and foremost, that it's a very safe place to live. But we also know that people travel. They go to other communities, and we want to, these skills can be used anywhere. And specifically working with the police department, we've just been able to share some of our knowledge about basic self-defense. And recently, they've needed a facility to use for some of their ground training. So that has been their ground survival skills. And so we've been happy to let them use our facility for that and help partner as well to offer some of our expertise.
Well, and again, the event for the kids safety event this Saturday, 9 to noon, Triumph Martial Arts out on the west side of town.
Yes, it's 1582 Washington Street. We're in the mall right next to Walmart, so should be pretty easy to find. And again, yes, it's free to the community, but we are taking free will donations for the Canine Fund, for the Pella Police Department. And as well, if anyone does enroll in our program, on Saturday we'll be giving $50 of every enrollment directly to the Police Canine Fund as well.
Once again, that was Chris White with Triumph Martial Arts and Pella Police Captain Paul Hazi. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.